Hello. Today's January 21st, and we're doing government and two social stories. This is another weird week, I've been told.
Yeah, it's mostly government, apparently.
No, government and business are equal, which leaves...
I meant today.
A weird... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Today is going to be 90% government.
A lot of people hate the Facebook stories, but Facebook's constantly in the news, but not this week.
So. Facebook didn't used to constantly be in the news. I mean, it is worth pointing that out, like... You know,
until people realized how the business model actually worked.
Well, the Zuckerbot was working in shadows, and now...
Zuckerborg.
Now he's not, so...
It's better to know.
Yeah, it is better to know.
It's unpleasant, but it's always better to know. Which is why I haven't been to a doctor in like 15, 20 years.
You're going to have to retire to Canada.
Do some medical tourism. Some light medical tourism.
We've got a story about that later. That's not in this section, though.
But first, let's talk about Facebook. Hey, I didn't even intend for it to be like that. I forgot this was the first story. But it's not as much about Facebook as it is about Facebook and their ilk drawing the ire of the presidential candidates who want some sound bites.
Biden wants to get rid of the law that shields companies like Facebook from liability for what their users post. This is Section 230, where it's like if some random person does something terrible on your forum... The forum owner can't be held responsible. So he's not a fan of that. If somebody wanders into a Walmart and yells, "Fire, everybody get out," of the top of their lungs, obviously Walmart should be responsible for that.
I think there's a quote in here.
I was saying, because like, if you push that to the real life thing, it's like, no, that doesn't make any sense. Like,
but he said something
it
like...
It doesn't make sense anyway, but it really doesn't make sense when you put it that way.
Literally senile or actually completely ignorant.
No, that's just a pandering move, and people won't think about it critically and be like, oh, okay. Yeah, I hate Facebook.
He said something like, "I've never liked Zuckerberg," which...
Okay.
Way to show that you're, you know, unbiased here.
So,
oh,
yeah.
Look at that picture. They picked a very unflattering photo.
Does he have a lot of flattering photos? He's kind of creepy.
I mean, that it seems like it would be disastrously bad if that were, you know... revoked.
Well, he seems to think that he can tailor it to only the really big companies. But that's
also
work like that.
Also, like, big companies, isn't that like the worst use case? Because they're so big, it's impossible to monitor everything. Like, it's hard to monitor our forum and it's not that big.
So Times Square, it's really big. If someone yells "fire" at the top of their lungs in the middle of Times Square, obviously Times Square should be responsible.
The city of New York, yeah. That's their fault. That's government's fault.
But we've seen that Facebook is doing a lot to try to stop it, but it's just...
to the point of introducing PTSD and moderators.
And it's just such a huge tide...
A cesspool.
...of trash. Because as we've learned, the worst people are the biggest online posters. Also, I don't know if you guys can hear it, but the boiler snake is in effect today.
He's got a bit of a cold. He's a little wheezy.
He's wheezing.
Yeah.
He's not hammering anymore. It's like I could... I've been working on the boiler. I've been doing the boiler repair slowly over the years. This might be as loud as he ever gets now.
I kind of doubt that.
He sounds really sad.
He's stronger than you'll ever be. Well, cyber attacks have not let up. And as usual, you blame the nation states. It's never said which nation state. But there are three that we pretty much always blame.
We've always been at war.
And this one is a little bit of good news, though. Maybe you think these guys will get a bonus?
No.
Not a chance.
City of Las Vegas said that it successfully avoided a devastating cyber attack. There was a security breach that took place on January 7th, but the city detected it and the intrusion in time to prevent any damage. If you read the description, though, they got pretty far into the system before somebody noticed. And if they had been just a tiny bit more reserved, they might have been able to hang around the system longer before anybody noticed.
Do you think... the IT guy will get a raise?
No.
Or do you think they'll just be like, "Oh, you should have caught it earlier"?
Yeah, they'll probably fire him because it's like, "Oh, you should have." And it's like, "Look, I can't help it that you guys still think rocks and sticks are advanced technology."
It was also 4:53 local time, so somebody had to get out of bed.
Yeah.
And deal with it.
Which, again, no one ever appreciates.
But Las Vegas was in the minority this week. It was 33% of the story. Because I don't think they were counted in this number now. The FBI is not saying who, but they are saying that this happened.
Nation-state actors have breached two U.S. municipalities. The SharePoint CVE 2019-0604 vulnerability has been one of the most targeted security flaws. I didn't think that that was the flaw that was described in the Vegas article, so there might be three of these. But it turns out this SharePoint flaw has been around for a while, and these cities that use SharePoint and haven't patched, well, they're just wide open. And that can serve as a platform for elevating their privileges beyond just whatever user the SharePoint service runs as.
I have a lot of questions about this image here.
Well, I was going to say, how do you like their circa 1998 web design on the FBI Flash?
You know, something tells me that that's probably not responsive. but it's hard to say what really screams that to me.
You know, I'm glad that my tax dollars are apparently not at work at this, but I would say that probably there was like a huge government contract to produce that website, and that makes me sad on the inside.
Yeah.
20% of it went to that header.
We need more lightning bolts. Okay. We need to show how serious we are.
That lightning bolt cost $5,000.
And more on the FBI. This is actually the FBI block. A lot of FBI this week. They've been busy. So they got their new budget for the year. So
it's going to be gone by February at this rate.
And so the FBI, we're coming up on the election, in case you're living under a rock. And the FBI is somewhat responsible for securing the election. But in the past, when it comes to hacking, they had a very weird rule. And you have to question why they have that rule. But the good news is they're changing it.
The FBI has changed its policy for notifying states of election systems and cyber breaches. The Bureau previously would inform victim counties?
Yep.
But not states of hacking.
So, why would you keep the state in the dark?
I like that you said that so slow, like you didn't understand it. You're like, that has to be a misprint,
counties?
Right?
Victim counties?
But not a misprint.
But, like, the voter stuff that I've personally been exposed to is aggregated beyond the county level far more often than people would care to admit. Like, all the little counties are working with state-level data. Everybody's got a copy of it.
But you, the reporting from your little precinct, so whatever precinct got hit, only those people heard about it. And probably out of fear for their jobs and their cushy committee positions, they didn't want to tell the states.
Mm.
So maybe they were less likely to report if the state had to find out about it.
Scary.
Either way, our poor election system. I certainly don't trust it. Also don't care. I'm past caring. I mean, you know, how much worse can it get?
Just stockpile ammo.
The best possible scenario, I think, in the coming election is Sanders gets elected. Yes, I'm saying that. And he turns out to be no different than any of the ones before, just like all the ones before. And it destroys this hopefulness that we have.
Well, it's kind of what happened with Obama for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. I was like, I was really excited for Obama, and I was like, oh, my hope and change, and then nothing really changed that much.
I don't see it going that way, but I think that's the best possible. Now, I'm not saying that's what should, like, the best situation is we have a real presidential candidate. But since we don't have that, that's what I want to see. I want to see Sanders and then just wipe out the hope.
The crazy thing is that we actually do have the technology to manage the things that we did not previously have the technology to manage. Like corruption, like we could actually figure all that out now, mathematically.
No, but
no one wants to.
You would never.
Yeah.
You'd be killed.
Yeah.
And speaking of someone who might be in the crosshairs after he's become petulant and argumentative to the powers that be, how about Mr. Tim Apple?
Apple responds to Attorney General Barr over unlocking the Pensacola shooter's phone. No. That's the headline, but in reality, Apple has said, look, we've complied with all this stuff. I think that I would go so far as to say that Attorney General Barr is being deliberately misleading and is just outright lying. Because, not to defend Apple, but one of the things that Barr said was that Apple was dragging their heels on responding. And so Tim Cook was like, okay, we responded in 4 hours on this thing and the very next business day on this other thing. So how is that dragging our heels exactly? Apple stopped short of saying, and also, you have tools to unlock the phones, but there are tools like Gray Key that will unlock the phones. We're not talking about the latest and greatest Apple technology here. We're talking about an Apple iPhone 5 and a 7.
Trump also tweeted, the U.S. government's done so much to help Apple. And it's like, what? You're admitting that? Shouldn't we not be doing that? Isn't that against the whole idea of a free market? But as you say, it doesn't matter because there are two phones. And there were different models. One of them they already got with Cellebrite before all this, I think.
Yeah.
Which is nonsense. And the next one has also fallen.
The FBI unlocks an iPhone 11 Pro Max using Graykey, raising privacy concerns.
I have a real question why this background is purple. Why would you not set the default background color to black?
Hackreed has a style sense that you don't appreciate, Krista. Also, it's a gradient.
No, there's a gradient. It's an overlay. Oh, the actual background, because like scroll down, it's like a fixed. It should be background size cover, but it doesn't fit because whoever made this article made it too small.
Now, what, you want to stretch this?
When the developer did this, they're probably like, I'll just do purple so I can make sure the header's working, and they never changed it, and now the purple's showing up because they were like, that edge case will never happen, and yet here we are.
I bet they would argue that that is on purpose because it's so beautiful.
Anyway, that's an unrelated tangent.
Anyway, this is like, Barr wants it to be easy to just do surreptitious surveillance at all times because they have that with literally every other technology. That's what they want. They won't come right out and say that because that would be honest. And no one's capable of honesty anymore.
Yeah, well, it's obviously an arms race.
Yeah.
And Apple keeps getting better, and they worry about a day when Apple gets so good that they can't beat it.
Doesn't seem like that day is today, though.
No, but listen, government is in the long game. That's the one thing they do amazingly well, is the long con. So he knows he can get what he wants now, but you just keep chipping away at that resistance.
It's like, oh man, please unlock the phones. It's like, they're already unlocked.
And there's a lot of public sentiment. There's a lot of Trump people who will turn against Apple just because Trump tweeted and said they're not helping out with national security.
That's crazy. Because it's like literally helping themselves into the guillotine.
Well, they're good people. They would never do that. And speaking of the all-seeing eye...
These images are terrifying.
The all-seeing eye, can you hide from it? No. What about the darkness?
Nope.
Still can't hide from it, even in the darkness. It sees everything.
The military is building long-range facial recognition that works in the dark. What they mean by works in the dark is that the heat emitted from your body is enough to give off details that can be fed into a facial recognition system.
Kill me. That's what that looks like.
Yeah, so...
pretty impressive.
Yeah.
The top picture kind of reminds me of that Monty Python skit where it's like, you choose a hiding place and they keep blowing up the hiding places. It's like, yeah, he's chosen poorly.
So, they don't have this yet. They want it to be built, and they're saying, here's what we have to have. It's 10 to 500 meters and has to work in all sorts of lighting conditions. So even if you're in the dark, but you have, let's say, a street lamp behind your head, they still want that to work. It can't be blinded by the street lamp. And it has to be able to work with all the facial recognition stuff, obviously. So
so your only safe place to hide is behind an active electrical transformer.
Oh, and fog. Has to be able to look through fog. Well, we could. So here's another idea for a level one product, like a scarf with a little battery in it that just has heat going in front of your face at all times.
Oh.
It would be toasty and secure.
I was thinking that you were going somewhere else with that, like a scarf that you pull a lever and it's emergency heated decoy. So like, you know, you pull the thing and then like a person inflates, but it's got like one of those hand warmer things in it. So that's like, that's the decoy body.
But you don't know when this is happening.
Yeah, you want that on all the time. Right. Also, that would just keep your nose warmer. That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, or we could do a hat.
I mean, it's probably impractical.
But... a hat with a little vent in the bill. That's just a shield of heat in front of your face.
Neat.
But there might have to be a really big battery is the only issue.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll work on that. But in all these terrifying stories about the FBI, now here's a good one. They've finally done something useful with their 2020 budget. And I got to say, more of this, please.
Man, FBI arrest man suspected of orchestrating dozens of swatting calls. They got a lucky break, though. So this guy was in West Virginia or Virginia? No, he's in Virginia. And so he accidentally called his own school to threaten them. And so the police came and you know, scanned his phone and took and, you know, got a warrant and took his phone because he threatened his school. And in that, they found evidence of all this other stuff. So they just got a lucky break.
How old is this guy?
Not super old.
He looks a lot like the other swatting guy.
Well, I'd say, like, if he's in school. But that guy's got, like, a full beard. I guess maybe he's in college.
Yeah, I think it might have been in college.
Okay. That makes more sense.
So this was the guy who was doing like the recon and finding out information about the targets. And then that would be passed on to the actual callers who placed the calls. And they rated him, and sure enough, he had kept like little digital trophies and news clippings of all of his attacks. Put him under the jail. That's a horrible thing. And the Navy. Now, we've talked about the Navy and their...
in this video.
The secret UFO stuff that's not so secret. Somehow, somebody missed it in quality control, and they let a video get out. Where it was like, oh, the pilots are just like, what is that? Oh, my God. And a lot of these guys have come out, and they've done interviews and stuff. And they're like, oh, yep, this is what happened, and they're not trying to shut me up. So it's kind of weird. But maybe they are not telling us everything.
The Navy has a secret classified video of an infamous UFO incident. Records request shows that the Pentagon has discovered certain briefing slides that are classified top secret and a video classified secret. So there's a video on the website you can watch, which, according to the article, is just a clip from a much longer video, although some other people deny that there is a longer video. But this is the same one we reported on a couple of months ago. These are just some new developments about this. It appears to move, like, you know how Russia has the rocket that can move, like, 20 times faster than the speed of sound and blah, blah, blah. This even goes beyond that and doesn't appear to have any kind of rocketry emissions or infrared emissions or anything like that, like a typical thing would have. And it also moves in ways that can't be explained by Newtonian mechanics.
This is not a screenshot.
I want to believe.
Well, the actual screenshot is only a few pixels.
We don't know. That's the idea.
No, it's there. Scroll down.
The one we've seen. This is about what we haven't seen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just a longer version of that with more commentary and dialogue, apparently.
So there's also that government agency that was created to track UFOs, which they admitted, but now they have changed their story. And they say that has nothing to do with UFOs. So,
Is this one of ours? Or is it something else?
You know, it could just be that the government's so wildly inefficient that they lose track of their own stuff.
Well,
if it is one of ours, have we learned to create artificial gravity? Because that would be neat.
That's the thing, Chris. If we are so like wildly inefficient in the way that you say, I doubt we could ever create something like that.
Yeah.
Because we did create a new aircraft. It took us a lot of years and billions of dollars to do it. And when I say us, I mean Lockheed Martin and taxpayer dollars.
But the partnership made in heaven.
It's disappointed in a lot of ways, and this is the latest.
A broken computer system is costing F-35 maintainers 45,000 hours a year. Pro tip, there's only 2,000 working hours in a year. Now Lockheed Martin has to rebuild the whole thing. So that seems like a lot. Like a lot.
Look how majestic it is.
Oh, we're going to rebuild the computers.
Barely flying.
See, on the one hand, it's like, oh, we've mastered the laws of physics. We've invented new physics that go beyond, you know, I don't know, the Einstein-Rosen bridge or something. And now it's like, oh, yeah, our embedded system in this jet, we accidentally made it out of stale ho-hos.
So this thing is supposed to manage the maintenance and, like, track all the flights and the service and stuff like that, and it just simply doesn't work. So they're constantly working around it rather than servicing the jet. The other thing about the F-35 is it was built to be more of a ground support all around thing than a dogfighter, which is great if you're at war with the Middle East. But what about Russia and China?
I want to know more about the gravity machine.
The big T-Mobile Sprint merger continues, and the states continue to fight back, and T-Mobile and Sprint continue to lie like dogs about the merger.
T-Mobile and Sprint urged the court to deal or to give an approval because the states are warning of price hikes. And no, that's T-Mobile and Sprint have to merge because they will be in a better position to compete. And also, T-Mobile's CEO, that guy, he said,
just cut it off, bro.
Sprint is struggling. And if we don't buy them, they're just going to go under.
Maybe they made some bad business decisions. Now, the states have presented some compelling evidence that if they simply took all that merger effort and reinvested it, maybe they could compete. But they say no. So we'll see.
Also, in some of the transcripts from that, nobody asked any good questions about the fact that these providers have different incompatible technologies. So it's like, okay, you're going to merge, but your technology is incompatible. What are you going to do to customers? Are you going to force Sprint customers to buy all new T-Mobile phones? Is that the plan?
Well, we're going to need some money from the U.S. government to cover this.
That would make them a lot of money. Just invalidate stuff that's already out there. It works beautifully for Apple. Well, the Supreme Court has been busy. Not really.
Nope.
They're, well, what's the average age is, like 106? No wonder they can't get anything done.
You'd think that it's like, I've only got so much time left. We have to get through these cases no. that are on the docket.
They want to spend time with their great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren.
They're sitting there thinking, oh, man, I can't wait to get to those Fig Newtons.
I need to watch Young and the Restless.
I wish these people would stop talking. I really need to pee. So they have been accepting and turning down cases and disappointing a lot of people. And the latest one has to do with patents, but a very evil kind of patent, really, if you think about it.
Supreme Court declines to consider medical diagnostic patents. So is a process for diagnosing a condition or a patient or whatever, is that a patentable process? And right now the answer is no.
They have, so the people in question here have some kind of software that wasn't built for diagnosing this kind of cancer, but they figured out, I think through like some kind of machine learning, that's like, wait, everybody who matches this profile in our software has this kind of cancer. Oh my God, we've come up with this crazy new diagnostic and it's super reliable. We should get paid for this. And the obviously some people are like, my God, you monsters. Just let us use it. Save these people's lives. And they wanted the Supreme Court to consider it, but they won't. They got to take naps, really. I mean, come on.
It's important stuff going on.
I don't think there's enough people on the Supreme Court that understand software well enough to make the call.
Yeah, because they were born before the invention of software?
Well, they were born before the invention of transistors.
Cloudflare is doing some very generous things. But is it, though? Because let's remember that Cloudflare has started to censor based on its own personal beliefs and not anything to do with the law.
A little bit.
And it's justified, really, if you think about it. It's white supremacy and what was the other one? Like human trafficking or something.
Yeah, something bad.
So, yeah, but what if they change their mind and they get a political opinion?
Cloudflare is giving away its security tools to U.S. political campaigns. So both sides, basically, if you're running a campaign and you want to use Cloudflare's tools, you can use them completely free of charge. So I think this is probably, like, I don't think Cloudflare is doing any direct behavior here. I think they're just saying, we've got our suite of tools, and if you want to implement our tools yourself, we will not charge you. Seems fine.
Why, though?
Why not?
Well, you got to protect it from the terrorists. So you'd have to pay for this otherwise. I mean, any big website.
It's what I'm saying, though, but like, wouldn't you make more money off of a political campaign?
Well, I mean, like, the local district here is like their little webpage that's just like somebody sitting in front of a computer just banging out crap in WordPress is, you know, run by the local ISP. And it would only take like 0.35 Russian oligarchs to take that offline. But if it were behind Cloudflare and they were using Cloudflare's tools, then even our little local group could probably not be knocked offline.
Makes sense. Everybody gets it for free, but they did forget to send Yang his key. Yeah, I made that part up. They do tend to leave him out, don't they? Well, how about bullying? It happens in schools. It happens in sports teams. It happens in the workplace. But you might not have thought about this kind of bullying, which is, really, if you think about it, it's the most asymmetrical kind of bullying of all, because it doesn't get any bigger than the big tech companies.
PopSockets, Sonos, Tile, and Basecamp are going to ask Congress to help stop big tech bullying on antitrust. All of these companies have very specific and fairly narrow complaints about stuff that big technology has done to them that they feel slighted by. So like Sonos is suing Google for stealing speaker designs. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see how that shakes out. Basecamps, I think, is the most interesting one of them all. Basecamp's collaboration software. So if you search Basecamp, Basecamp's competitors can set their ads to show up when somebody searches Basecamp. And that's completely fine. There's nothing illegal about that. If Basecamp would like for that to not happen, then Basecamp has to outbid their competitors for keywords that people might search, like Basecamp. And that's most of what Basecamp is complaining about.
The Sonos one also, though, they talked about how Amazon would just send them emails and it's like, hey, we lowered this price. And Sonos was like, what? Wait. We don't want to lower that price. And Amazon's like, no, we're lowering it. And by the way, we need you to implement these features in your next speaker. Like, what? We weren't really planning on doing that.
I've altered the deal. Yeah. Brad, do not alter it any further.
So
we're not talking about Disney right now.
They also mentioned that the emails, like Amazon's like, oh, those were just requests, but they produced the emails, and they don't sound like requests. So maybe they've got a point there. I don't know. Now, you can choose not to do business with these people, but they are pretty powerful. So I guess there's an argument there. It's a good one. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Meanwhile, while we have, it's interesting, the two sort of approaches of the different governments. On one hand, you have the U.S., who's like, facial recognition. Make it work in the dark. And on the other hand, you have the EU.
EU has mulled a 5-year ban on facial recognition in public spaces. So the European Union is considering making it illegal to use facial recognition technology for commercial or government purposes in public spaces.
They found a demon for the stock photo. They're not gonna recognize anything about that image. Also, isn't EU like, or at least I know like London and parts of Britain are like the highest number of cameras for like a small area.
But they're not going to be in the EU.
That's true.
Also, I guarantee there will be an exception for the, you know, like the alphabet agencies and stuff.
Yeah.
There's no way they're going to hamper them like that. And even if they do, they'll do it illegally and they'll apologize later.
Yeah.
So don't think that they're innocent. They're not. That's a nice headline. And it's, I guess, the individual stores can't spy on you, which is some kind of progress, at least, I guess.
No, they don't need your face to know who you are. They've got the Bluetooth low energy beacons.
That's true. You got a phone. Or credit card, RFID. There's a lot of ways. A lot of ways to do that.
PII. It's the new asbestos.
And another thing that Europe wants to do is to deal with charger spam, or waste, as it is. Because you have all these different kinds of chargers. And, I mean, how many chargers do you think you've thrown away over the course of USB transformations?
Like 100.
And you always hoard them too long. Everybody does.
Yeah.
You get a big Ziploc bag full of them. And
I've got this 5-volt, 0.25 amp charger. Woo.
So, the EU says, we're throwing too much stuff away. We got to do something about this. We're looking right at you, Apple, with your stupid non-standard port. Stop it. And Apple's like, sure, but it's for a really specific reason they're saying sure.
As Apple plots to drop iPhone ports, Europe plans to get a law to make all phones have the same charger. So they're talking about USB-C. It's like, hey, all phones can go to USB-C. It's future-proof enough because there's USB-C power delivery all the way up to 100 watts. And even a little beyond that if you want to get creative. So 100-watt phone charger? Yeah, we could totally do that. And Apple's like, nope. We're going to go wireless charging, probably. I mean, that's been the rumor that's circulating for a while. There is some evidence to support that. But it's amazing that Apple is so petty about adhering to some kind of a standard that they would, you know, do that. That's terrible. Because wireless charging isn't super fast,
generally. And also, if you're in an airport.
Yeah.
But Apple has already moved to USB-C and it's like one of the iPads and something else.
Yeah.
So obviously, they're thinking about it. And it is dumb to have. Of course, what do you think their revenue on chargers is?
Probably insane.
Yeah.
It's probably just like...
They have so many other plugins and stuff, though. I don't think it would hurt them that much to just standardize.
Well, Chris, it's not about hurting that much. It's not wringing every last
last
penny
cent
out
yeah.
of your customer. And if you're not doing that, Then why are you even in the business?
We're doing this for a better customer experience. No, you're not. Don't lie. Stop lying.
And speaking of wireless charging, yeah, that's great and everything. But how about those massive tumors that are growing inside of you because of it?
Monsters inside me.
Now, a lot of you had already started typing.
Hang on.
But I'm not the one saying that.
Mobile phones cause tumors, an Italian court has ruled, in defiance of the evidence. The judge has found that prolonged use can cause tumors, going against massive scientific opinion. Yeah, phones don't cause tumors. But
so says you.
In Italy, it's like, can we get some money out of these foreigners? We can. Yeah, it sounds like tumors.
So this guy, the guy in question, sued his workplace, because he was some kind of tech for a mobile company. And he claims he spent 4 to 5 hours a day on mobile telephones, which is crazy. So he got some kind of tumor. It was a benign tumor, but I think it was on like an optical nerve or something. Mm. And it blinded him or severely damaged his vision. And so he's suing, and they have ruled that, yes, he gets compensation.
Wow.
I mean, 4 to 5 hours a day on a mobile phone.
Seems like his company health plan would cover that.
Maybe a little excessive. I guess if it's your job. I don't know. Well, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, when he's not busy conquering America, which, let's face it, he's already done. He's already the man in charge.
He's about to conquer Middle Earth, too, and that's sad, isn't it?
He's building his own highway and airport.
He needs that. but he's not content to stop. He wants to conquer new horizons. And how about the biggest emerging market in the world?
Amazon's fresh $1 billion investment in India is not a big favor, says the India trade minister. And I got to admit, the India trade minister's reasoning is as sound as it is simple. You'll have to scroll down because I don't remember exactly. I would butcher it otherwise. But
it's this right here.
Yeah, yeah. It's like they may have put in $1 billion, but then if they make a loss of $1 billion every year, then they don't jolly well have to finance that $1 billion. What he's talking about is Amazon is spending $1 billion in India, but if they're in the red, then they're not really investing. India is investing in Amazon in that regard. And he talks, the Indian finance minister or whatever, talks about how Amazon and some of their industries is deeply in the red. And so he's saying, well, if Amazon is losing money on these ventures, then doesn't that suggest that for those ventures, it's a little predatory? They're using their other business units to prop up that business unit so that they can take over that market and compete unfairly? And it's like,
that guy's going to end up dead somewhere soon.
Maybe worth looking into.
So he points out that the Amazon.com, like, you know, get your package in a day thing, doesn't actually make a ton of money. Actually, it might not make any money. And AWS makes all the money while they use those proceeds to do things like force Sonos to build speakers to their spec. And he doesn't want that to happen in India because India is trying to do its own e-commerce thing, you know. And yeah. So
now Amazon said that the reason they're so in the red is because it's a capital expenditure and they're going to make that money back. But
it does match their game plan in the U.S.
Yeah.
They were not profitable for a very long time. So
and then AWS saved them.
We'll see.
Because they're still not a profitable bookstore.
See what happens with that. If you're in Yemen, be thankful that you're watching this because you've just come out of a terrible time and I probably don't need to tell you about it. But for everybody else, this happened to them.
A cut of an undersea cable plunges Yemen into a days-long internet outage. The only thing I could wonder about while reading this was, did Russia do it? Is this Russia's fault? No, it was some old lady on a boat.
Aww.
That's a crazy looking city. I don't think it was an old lady. It was like a commercial.
Yeah.
I like to imagine it's like that same old lady who tried to paint over the Jesus face.
No, we had the commercial fishing story a couple of weeks ago, and it was, you know, this lady that was like 68 was like out on a boat like hauling up, you know, lobster nets, and it was like, dude, that's just,
oh no,
like,
that was the old lady was the one, she was harvesting copper out of a fiber box. This was a big ship that probably dropped their anchor and dragged it over the cable. But they have very little redundancy, actually none, in a lot of these places. So a lot of these African countries were just completely cut off with that cable. But and it's because it's really shallow. The water's really shallow at that point. But they're like, it's a good thing because it's shallow. So we just jump down there and
He'd fix it.
Tape it back together. No big deal.
Took a few days to tape it back together.
And moving on to the meager social section this week, we have Jack Dorsey talking about everybody wants to edit tweets. But if you spend 30 seconds thinking about what would happen if you could edit tweets, you realize why he says no.
Jack Dorsey says we'll probably never be able to edit tweets. Why? Because people are awful. That's why. I kind of agree with him.
I guess you could do, like, a timer. Like, you can edit your tweet up to, like, 5 minutes after.
No, he talks about a minute or 30 seconds for typos. But, of course, what's going to happen is, you know, somebody's going to tweet something, and you're going to retweet it and be like, I agree wholeheartedly. And then they're going to change it to be something terrible.
Or you could wait, you know, a few minutes after you see the tweet to tweet it later. Tweet, 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 tweet.
Well,
tweet.
That could also just be fixed with proofreading.
No, I can't do that.
I'm very careful with my tweets because I don't tweet very often.
Now, before Twitter locked down their API, like the horrible maniacal bastards they are, there were certain Android open source and Android apps where when you tweeted, it wouldn't actually post it until about 45 seconds after you said to. So when you hit tweet, it would show like you had tweeted it, but it was actually just local in the app. And that gave you the ability to edit your tweet. But with the crackdown on third-party applications accessing the Twitter API, it was not to be.
Listen, I don't think you should have that net. Take care when tweeting. Do it cautiously.
Even Gmail gives you like a minute to unsend an email.
That was like an April Fool's feature that they actually implemented. Again, proofread. And this story will guarantee that we cannot monetize this episode of the news. But it is hilarious. Also, it's extra hilarious when you realize that his other nickname is Pooh.
That's probably what happened. Facebook says a technical error caused a vulgar translation of the Chinese leader's name. So they're talking about Xi Jinping. And his name was translated as Mr. It-Hole Shay. That was an attempt at pig Latin.
It was poop hole. So the vulgar word in English for poop.
He met the Burmese leader here, and of course, a lot of automatic news writing AIs took over, and they were like, "Hey, he went to Burma. He met with the leader," but they translated that into Burmese, and those AIs had never tried to translate his name. Although, why would you? It's a proper noun. But anyway. They tried, and that's what they came up with.
This picture, I like to imagine that he's just like got a vice grip on her hand. And she's trying to smile through the pain, but it's like, oh, please let me go.
His hand is covered in like just something sticky.
It's honey.
Definitely demonetized. Probably banned now, too.
So, unfortunate. But they fixed it, and they apologized, and he is now properly translated into Burmese. Well, tomorrow, are we going to do Long Wednesday or Long Friday?
Oh, you'll have to tune in to find out, because we can't decide right now.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. Oh, I hit the mic. Sorry. Bye.